You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What in the world is going on? I'll tell you this, somebody in the Denver area won $500,000 as part of the Powerball drawings back in March. The problem, Jer, is they have not claimed it yet. And that winning ticket expires in a little over a week.
Ruh-roh. Everybody check your tickets immediately.
This person bought the ticket at a King Supers in Arvada, so it's an 8-0-er. And the 180-day time limit will run out on the 19th. You know what I was thinking about this?
Man, that sucks.
It sucks bad. Here's the thing I was thinking about is that here's a person who probably, really, will never know. They're going to, you know, this ticket expires on the 19th. On the 20th, they're going to go on their merry little way, and they'll never even know that they threw $500,000 in the trash.
That's the way it would. I would want it, you know?
Right.
I just want to be oblivious to it all.
Yeah.
You don't want to, like, be, you know, shuffling around under your driver's seat in your truck on the 21st or something and find it.
Right.
You just want to go on unaware. It'll be fine.
Then you find it on the 21st, then you're down at the lottery offices like, please.
Sorry, no. Doesn't that all go back to the lottery then, or does it go to like a...
It goes back in...
Into the fund for parks and trails or something?
I'm sure each game has its own rules, but yeah, it goes back in.
Right back in, huh? Man.
Up in Longmont, they have a different problem. Too much dog poop at the dog beach at Union Reservoir. The city is talking about closing that beach until they can get all the canine feces cleaned up. A senior park ranger up there says, quote, "We're seeing an accumulation of dog poop and dog waste that's getting to a point where we feel it's unsafe for people to be kind of in the area with shoes off."
I don't understand the laziness of these dog owners who just let their dogs do that and they wander off. I mean, I purchased a special little pouch thing that goes on the leash for my dog that holds the little roll of plastic bags, you know? And it's like, it's a courteous thing. You got to pick up your dog turds. And I see people by this lake that I run by my house, and I'll see the dog pooping, and they're like looking around to see if anybody notices, and they just keep on walking. That's got to be one of the biggest jerk move things to do on the planet.
I have a question.
It's up there with not putting your cart back.
I have a question about those dog poop bags, too. I might ask you here in a little bit. I wonder something about them. Anyway, what else is going on? The next presidential election debate, but the first with Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump, is tonight in Philadelphia. The arguing gets underway at 7 o'clock Denver time. And then a debate between the vice presidential candidates will be October 1st in New York City. That's going on. You ever ordered a pizza and then you left it sitting on the kitchen counter and you came back 6 hours later and like, oh, dang, I forgot to put that pizza in the fridge. Oh, now I probably got to throw it away.
Uh-oh.
New study says, no, you don't. Pizza that's left out for 6 hours is still relatively safe for eating. It comes down to these microbial bodies that are in there. And sure, if you put it in the fridge versus leaving it out for 6 hours, the pizza that's in the fridge will not have as much microbial growth on it. However, after 6 hours, they said a pizza that's left out really doesn't have any more gunk on it than the fruit that you're leaving on the fruit bowl on your counter.
Okay.
Now, you don't want to go too much longer. If it's out for 12 hours, then no, that's not good. But there, if you've ever wondered. And by the way, they say this is for cheese and pepperoni pizza. Other toppings might alter some of these stats a little bit.
We had a banger of a pizza yesterday. Nick Nack and I went out for lunch for our anniversary to our favorite little spot. A little place called Tappando. And it was a barbecue chicken pizza with a ton of green chilies on it and like fresh oregano as well. It was bomb diggity. It was a tasty, tasty pizza.
Tell me
it was really good.
Should have helped me a piece of that.
I have 2 pieces left for lunch today. Unless she gets to it before me.
Americans have loved their TV game shows. Well, going all the way back to... They had radio game shows first in the 1930s. And then, you know, by the 1950s, America was absolutely infatuated with game shows. And we still love them today. Look, I mean, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, things like that.
Ryan Seacrest's first night was last night, from what I understand.
Is that right?
Yeah, he started it off. I didn't watch it. But.
That's right. They said September, didn't they?
Yeah.
I won't watch that. Anyway, according to some experts, including some neurologists, watching game shows is actually very good for your brain. And this makes sense.
Duh. I mean,
this shouldn't be surprising. They say it can boost your problem-solving skills, it can improve your memory, strengthen your mind, and improve your memory.
Yeah, or it can go in the opposite direction. If you're watching Jeopardy, it'll make you feel like a total jackass moron, like that you know nothing about life.
Yeah. Don't we get excited when we know one of them on Jeopardy?
Because
you feel like those are the smartest of the smart. And so when you get one, especially one that the panel, all three contestants don't get, you feel
you get
like
it. You're
off your
boom,
chest.
Boom, nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
The thing with Jeopardy, too, is they go too fast. So, I mean, if you have the ability, which I think we all do now, to like pause your TV, that's the, because they just go from question to answer, you know, question. So fast. You can't learn anything.
As one neurologist put it, quote, this engages numerous networks in the brain in an engaging and enjoyable way.
All right.
Which, if you do that, it enhances learning. So watch some TV game shows rather than some reality shows. What else is trending?
Well, by far the biggest celebrity trending news of the morning. We were getting the alerts yesterday about James Earl Jones, who sadly passed away at his home in upstate New York yesterday. 93 years old. An iconic actor, an iconic voice. He was in so many damn things. I think pretty much everybody's going to be playing some Darth Vader and Mufasa today. So what I did is I pulled up a clip from 2001 of him on The Tonight Show with David Letterman.
Okay.
Or no, that would have been The Late Late Show. What was Letterman's show called? It doesn't
just
matter.
We just called it Letterman.
He did the top 10 list, and he brought out James Earl Jones, and here's 60 seconds of him on the show. I think we can dedicate 60 seconds of the show to James Earl Jones. Here you go.
The category tonight from the home office, top 10 things that sound cool when spoken by James Earl Jones. The famous actor, a fine actor, a lovely man. Here we go, number 10.
I can't believe it's not butter. Objects in mirror may be closer than they appear. J-Lo in the house. Click here now for the hottest sex sites on the web. And the Academy Award for Best Picture goes to... Dude, where's my car? You're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean.
The number two cool thing when spoken by James Earl Jones.
Meow, 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 meow.
And the number one thing that sounds cool when spoken by James Earl Jones...
Wazza!
Oh, yeah. So just that voice, man. May he rest. That voice is so iconic. So very sad news for James Earl Jones fans. Another 80s classic is allegedly getting a sequel. This time around, rumor mill says The Goonies, which is Nick Knack's favorite movie of all time. This is coming from The Sun, which is the British tabloid.
So
not
maybe
that reliable. Anyway, they're saying that the release is sometime between 2026, 2027. All the original kids are returning from the original cast. This has been talked about
too,
for a long time. Yeah.
It's really funny if you think about it. It was such a kind of a goofy 80s, you know, kids movie. And some of those guys, they went on.
They absolutely did. There was a bunch of posters for this floating around on Facebook yesterday. I saw everybody posting the images of this about the Goonies returning, and everyone's had the same question. Is this for real? Is this legit? My guess, probably not, is my guess.
Well, but everybody involved would sure make an awful lot of money.
Yeah, it does sound kind of cool to reboot it. Here's a guy who's going to totally get reelected. It's New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu, I guess. He gave an eating competition contestant the Heimlich maneuver, saving him from choking, saving him from dying. The incident took place at the Hampton Beach lobster roll eating competition on Sunday. Awesome. This participant named Christian signaled for help in the middle of the contest. The governor sprang into action and cleared his throat. he went on to say, you know, there was so much commotion going on. I just hopped into action, blah, blah, blah. I guess the guy went right back to the eating contest, too. He ate another 7 lobster rolls after he spat up the other one.
I have a question about
this. What's
that? State? So this is the governor? No, this is the governor of this state?
Governor.
Does the governor not have more important things than to be sitting in the crowd at a lobster roll eating contest?
These are the types of events that I would be wanting to go to as the governor.
I guess.
I don't want to deal with, like, the homelessness crisis. I want to be at the lobster roll contest.
Yeah, where's the governor today? We have a very important meeting. I'm sorry, he's watching the lobster roll eating contest.
He's saving a man's life, you mean.
I guess.
Totally reelected. All right, how about this dime? I saw a ton of posts about this dime yesterday. A little tiny coin worth about $500,000. It's going to be up for auction on the Great Collectors website until the end of October. I guess three sisters from Ohio inherited this unique coin. They say it was struck by the U.S. Mint in 1975, but the dime does not have an S on it, which would signify that the dime was made in San Francisco. They caught it, I guess, after only 2 dimes were made like that.
Just 2?
Just 2 in existence. The other sold in 2019 for $456,000. Isn't that crazy? So this one's going to go up for $500,000, and these two sisters are sitting on it. How cool is that?
Good for them.
Don't lose it. And then real quick, here's one more thing before I give you a clickbait. Walmart, people are all shaken up over what Walmart is selling. They're selling a 3-person costume that some online have dubbed a thruple costume.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It is s'mores. So one of you gets to be the chocolate, one's the marshmallow, and one's the graham cracker, and they present it as 3 people going together for Halloween. Unisex costume being sold for about $27. And if you got a little thruple action going on, guess you're going to be s'mores this year.
Which one would I want to be? I think I'd want to be the graham cracker. Either that or the marshmallow.
You want to be the marshmallow because you're in the middle, right?
Clickbait.
Take away our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This post, is it dreamy or nightmarish? You can now stay in an elaborate candy corn themed hotel suite. Yeah, it's coming from Brock's, the candy corn company. They've teamed up with, I think, Great Wolf Lodge, actually. But you need to take a look at this hotel room. Everything is candy corn themed, from the bed to the curtains to the pillows. It's a nightmare. It truly is a nightmare. So check out the pictures on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.